This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a visit to Vantara, an animal rescue center in Jamnagar district in Gujarat today. Vantara is an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation center established in an area of nearly 3,000 acres in the district. Mr. Modi reached Jamnagar last evening on a three-day visit to the state. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will offer prayers at the Somnath Temple. From there, Mr. Modi will travel to Sasan, the headquarters of Gir National Park, and chair a meeting of Sri Somnath Trust, which manages the world-famous Somnath Temple, in his capacity as its chairperson. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will deliver the 4th P. Parameshwaram Memorial Lecture at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. Later in the day, the Vice President will interact with the students and faculty of the Indian Institute of Technology, Hyderabad, in Telangana. The Election Commission has clarified that duplication in Electoral Photo Identity Card EPIC number does not imply duplicate or fake voters. The Commission said this in a statement following certain media reports flagging the issue of electors of two different states having identical EPIC numbers. The Commission clarified that while EPIC numbers of some of the electors may be identical, the other details, including the demographic details, assembly constituency and polling booth, are different for the electors with the same EPIC number. It said any elector can cast vote only at their designated polling station in their respective constituency in their state or union territory where they are enrolled in the electoral roll and nowhere else. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that 29 drug traffickers have been convicted by the court in 12 different cases across India as a result of foolproof investigation with a bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom strategy. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the Narendra Modi government is unsparing in punishing the drug traffickers who drag the youth into addiction for money. In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with the officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. The fasting month of Ramzan has begun across the country from today. The worshippers thronged mosques last night to offer special night prayers called Taraweeh, which will continue throughout the month. Ramzan is the 9th month of the Islamic calendar, and Eid al-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion. In the Gulf countries, today is the second day of the holy month of Ramzan. Moving on to sports, in ICC Champions Trophy cricket, India will take on New Zealand in their final group stage encounter in Dubai this afternoon. Both teams have already secured a spot in the semi-finals from Group A. However, the match is crucial as it will determine the group leader. The winner will face Australia in the semi-finals on Tuesday, while the losing team will take on South Africa on Wednesday. Ahead of the match, India's KL Rahul shared his thoughts on the challenge ahead.
We don't take anyone lightly, especially in this competition. It's my first Champions Trophy. What I've realized is things happen really quickly. In this tournament, it's just really hard. You need to be really switched on, and no game is easy or no team can be taken lightly. So New Zealand has always been a very formidable team and very competitive team. They've done really well over the years. We've played against them a lot of times in ICC events as well, and they've done well against us. It's been quite even, the contest.
In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bollipalli and his Colombian partner Nicola Barrientos have clinched the men's doubles title at the Chile Open in Santiago. Meanwhile, India made a stunning sweep in the World Table Tennis Youth Contender event concluded at Vadodara in Gujarat yesterday, claiming 22 out of the 24 available titles. In the under-19 boys category, Ankur Bhattacharjee defeated Abhinand Pradivadi 3-0. On the girls' side, India's Devyanshi Bhaumik secured the most medals of any Indian player at the event. Bhaumik earned 2 golds in the under-15 and under-17 girls' singles events, along with a silver medal in the under-15 mixed doubles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.